Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get up-to-date information on the sectors, the trends, and the companies that are competing for your investment dollars. I'm Dave Jackson. The name Osisko Gold Royalties is certainly familiar to Canadian mining investors, especially those interested in the precious metal sector. Gold royalties companies in this space have, for the past several years, outperformed other gold mining companies. However, Osisko Royalties is not your typical gold royalties company, offering their unique incubator or accelerator business model. Stockhouse caught up with Vincent Metcalf, Vice President of Investor Relations, to talk about the company's aggressive business model, their record returns in Q1 of 2018, and its diversified mining portfolio. So Vincent, let's start with the big news. For the first quarter, ending March 31st, 2018, Osisko reported a 94% increase in cash flows from operating activities over Q1 2017. How did you do it, and how do you plan on continuing these ultra-high gross margins?
Great. Yes, thank you very much for having me. Welcome. So in the first quarter of this year, I would say that what really made a big difference for Osisko Gold Royalties is the impact of the Orion portfolio, which we bought last year for $1.1 billion. We've seen, it really was the first time in the first quarter where we saw the impact of those assets really deliver for us. And really what's important is that this is just a start. Most of these assets that were incorporated last year are all in growth mode, so basically all in ramp up or in construction phases. So I think the best is yet to come.
Osisko also recorded its 15th consecutive quarter of returning capital to its shareholders. How has management achieved this level of success?
Yeah, well, that's something that was very dear to us when we started the company in 2014. We wanted to make sure that we were fully aligned with shareholders and making sure that we were giving back to shareholders. So we've increased our dividend three times now in the last 3 years, and we look forward to doing so again in the next, quarters or next year as the growth really comes in at the portfolio level. I think the important thing for us is really to keep increasing that dividend, but never going backwards. So we want to make sure that if we're going to be paying dividends, we want to make sure that it's from a sustainable point of view.
Now, the $1.13 billion acquisition of Orion Mine, Orion Mine Finance Group last July really turned some heads in the resource sector. What impact has that purchase made for the company, its employees, and its investors?
Yeah, well, it really gave us a different point of view, especially for the institutional shareholders from a generalist point of view. We are really now in a different league prior to from the one prior to making this acquisition. Being over that $2 billion market capitalization mark really makes a difference from an investment point of view. A lot of the big generalist funds that prior to this transaction weren't necessarily able to invest in Osisko were now in a position where we could see new dollars come in and really support the stock price. What it also gave us is really a lot of diversification. We are Canadian-centric and U.S.-centric, and both portfolios, ours and Orion's, were very complementary in that, we were able to keep that focus in North America, but add a few additional growth assets in Latin America and a few in Europe.
Okay, can you discuss the portfolio, the growth, and what differentiates Osisko from its peers?
Yeah, well, the main difference, as I said earlier on, is we're definitely Canadian-centric. So from a jurisdictional point of view, we're very, very safe. We've got the leading and the highest margins in the metals and mining sector at 87% cash margin expected in 2018. So from that perspective, no other mining company has as high margins as us. We've got, a really unparalleled growth profile, given that we're going to be receiving close to 80,000 gold equivalent ounces this year in 2018, and that will be growing to close to 150,000 gold equivalent ounces within the next 5 years, But the most important thing about that is that we don't have to deploy any additional dollars to get to that point. So we're doubling the size of the company in a matter of 5 years without investing any additional dollars. So that's a big, big difference. And the other difference is really what we call our accelerator model, where by which we have a different way of running the business from a streaming perspective. So we obviously do the traditional royalty in the streaming business, as does our peers. But what we have is a different model, the accelerator model, whereby which we'll invest either equity dollars or royalty dollars into earlier stage opportunities, and really help those opportunities come to either a construction decision, development decision. But the important thing about to remember about this strategy is that we go in much earlier than some of our peers do in some of these opportunities. And what that gives us is the opportunity to have higher returns on some of these investments. But it's a strategy that's really more from a long-term point of view. So it's something that takes a few years to really materialize, but we've already been doing this now for 3.5 years, and we're starting to see really some nice successes come out of this accelerator model business.
Well, Vincent, you just mentioned the incubator or accelerator business model. What's it all about in detail, and how does it work for investors?
Yeah, so the important thing to understand for the investors is that, you know, prior to being a royalty company, we actually built mines and developed mines. So we had a team that was very, very complete when we sold the first company back in 2014. So what we wanted to do, and the most important thing for us, was to keep our team intact. And to do that as a royalty company was pretty difficult. So what we had to do is really start investing in some of these accelerator companies. And the way we did that is we invested royalty dollars and equity dollars in those companies, but we also dropped in management. So, for example, our geological team went in to work on Barkerville, Lisco Mining. Our engineering and our construction team went and worked for Falco Resources. And what we did there is we invested, as I said, equity dollars. We bought royalties on day one, and then we dropped in management to make sure that the amount of money and investments that we were putting into those companies were essentially under our own management team. And we wanted to make sure that we had supervision on some of these programs. And what that does is really minimize the risk for an investor. And for us, what it does is it accelerates the evolution from the exploration phase to production, which for an Osisko Gold Royalties shareholders is the most important thing, because that means you're speeding up the time at which you're going to be receiving cash flow from these new opportunities. And that's why we call it really the accelerator business, because when you look from what we did on our first royalty, which is the Canadian Malartic royalty, it took us essentially 12 years from first drill hold to selling the company to put a royalty on the company on that project. What we want to do now is put the royalties on day one and then help those projects move through the value curve as quickly as possible.
Okay, now you have five cornerstone assets, mainly in North America: Canadian Malartic, which you just mentioned, Elinor, Reynard, Bruce Jack, and Mantos. Can you give us a brief update on the progress of these projects?
Yeah, so Canadian Malartic is obviously our cornerstone asset and will remain such until, you know, something really incredible happens. But it's currently operated by Agnico and Yamana. It's one of those assets that just keeps on giving. It's one of the incredible projects in the world. Yamana and Agnico are doing a very, very good job at optimizing and at finding new reserves. So we see that asset continue to deliver, you know, over 35,000 ounces of gold equivalent resources per year for the foreseeable future, probably, you know, 15 to 20 years. They've essentially in the past year discovered a new deposit, the East Malartic deposit, and they keep on exploring more and more on that front. So we see very good things coming out of Canadian Malartic, and that's the only asset within our portfolio that's really truly ramped up. The other ones, Brucejack, Eleonora, Renard, and Mantos, are still in construction phases or going through ramp-ups. So the second one, Eleonora, that's going through ramp-up at the moment, is currently operated by Goldcorp. That asset is growing to close to 400,000 ounces of gold equivalent ounces per year. They've opened up a third mining horizon, so we will see a throughput increase at the mill there. So we see some pretty good upside there. The third one in Quebec, which is Renard, it's a diamond mine. It's operated by Stornoway. We had a lot of our technical team actually work at, on the construction site, so it's something that we're very familiar with. That one right now is going to ramp up on the mill front, where they're going through certain issues on the mill side. They're breaking a few diamonds, and obviously it's affecting the value of those diamonds, but they've recently commissioned a new ore sorter, which will help the operation get rid of the waste earlier on into the cycle, and that should diminish the breakage issue on the diamond. So that one as well, we see some pretty good upside over the next couple of years. The other one that we have currently receiving offtake on is Brucejack. That's the newest mine, one of the newest mines to be commissioned in Canada, in BC on the Western Front. And, you know, obviously, it's a highly, I would say, variable deposit. So it's a very high risk. There's going to be some good quarters and some not so good quarters. But at the moment, they're really learning to mine the deposit. We think it's going to be one of the major mines, and, you know, most impactful in Canada. So very, very happy to have some exposure to that asset. But, you know, they're less than 1 year into commissioning, that deposit. So there's still a lot of things to be discovered there. And then the last one of our cornerstone assets, the Mantos mine in Chile, which is probably one of the best countries to be in Latin America, given the stable geopolitical profile and so on. But that's one of those mines that's probably going to keep on going for another 30, 40 years. It's a copper gold porphyry, and where we are actually receiving 100% of the silver ounces. On that front, they're going through a transition right now, going from oxide mining to sulfide mining. So we will be seeing some nice upside as well at that asset.
Today, Osisko Gold Royalties holds a North American focused portfolio of over 130 royalties, streams, and precious metal offtakes, and is anchored by five cornerstone assets. Osisko trades on the TSX under the symbol OR. This is Dave Jackson, and I've been speaking with Osisko's Vincent Metcalf. On behalf of Stockhouse Publishing, thanks for joining me today, Vincent.
Thank you very much.
For our listeners, thank you for joining us as well. And as always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision.